Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey friend, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I haven't done one of these in a while, so I wanted to share a little behind the scenes sneak peek of what working with me one-on-one looks like. Now, if you know you need the accountability, you can go to the link in the show notes to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call with me, and we can chat further about what one-on-one coaching looks like. I do have limited availability each month, so make sure to hurry or just email
email me at hello@emily-nichols.com. Everything's linked in the show notes. If you're just like, hey girl, just send me the details and we'll go from there. So when I work with one-on-one clients, what we do first is a schedule audit. You'll send me what your goals are, challenges, habits you want to implement, and why, and what a typical day looks like every little detail. And doing an inventory of your time is always very eye-opening and gives you a chance to realize maybe you do have more pockets of time in your day than you think you do. And you might even realize some time wasters, some triggers, maybe even some unhealthy habit loops in your day. Also, when these clients do their schedule audit, when we get on our call together, it's so funny because all the time they're like, they've already realized how they can make some of these habit loops work and they're already thinking ahead because you just need to get everything out and just see what you do in a day. So what I do from there is I have like a big bird's eye view of your whole schedule and I create some custom habit loops for you based on all of this info and of course with that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy at play. And y'all, we make it super realistic and we make it small at first. It's going to build so much momentum and confidence in yourself. Like one-on-one calls light me up, y'all. And this is the type of coaching that I personally prefer. I've always had to do one-on-one coaching in addition to like a course or whatever to be able to have that accountability piece. So today I'm sharing one of my favorite habit loops from one of my recent one-on-one clients. She's a 49-year-old mom of two high school boys, busy in sports, and she has a goal of working out more regularly. And that seems to be a lot of y'all's goals at first, is to work out more consistently, regularly. And that's actually a very big section inside of my course, The Healthy Habits Accelerator, where we talk about how working out can be more consistent and sustainable using the habit hacks I give in there. And since I'm a trainer, we did talk about a specific workout split for her throughout her week based on her needs. So when I say a workout split, I'm like, how many days of strength, how many days of cardio or active recovery days like Pilates or walking? And this is a great starting point, but I would always recommend working with a professional like me to help give you a workout plan in order to see results. And this will help you stay consistent. If you're doing willy-nilly workouts here and there and not progressing over time and staying consistent with the same workout, unfortunately, you're not going to see results. So here are the habit loops I created for this client. So habit loop number one, morning movement. Okay. That was her first goal. She wanted to get in more movement, regular exercise throughout the day. So the cue is her alarm goes off at 6:30 a.m. I have her stacking drinking water. Like she has a water bottle right there next to her bed. Most of us do, but I want you to, she's going to grab that water and just start chugging. That gives you the opportunity to not hit the snooze button, okay? And that starts waking you up. You probably already got to go to the bathroom anyways, and that is getting things moving and grooving. I want your workout clothes laid out and put them on immediately. So that is the second part of her cue. The alarm goes off. She's stacking, drinking water. She's putting on her workout clothes. The routine is you go work out. You go work out based on the workout recommendations I gave her throughout the week. The reward is a feeling of accomplishment, that workout high, that dopamine. Now, a good split would be to alternate weight training and Pilates days. We had a focus of just 15 minutes when we started this habit loop, something super duper small, really focus on building muscle, incorporating that active recovery zone two, even just walking her dog, hiking with her husband, etc. Habit loop number two. This has to do with coffee. And I love this habit loop so much because one of her challenges is she loves making the coffee in the morning. And I feel this in my soul. I love the ritual of making my coffee. And on the mornings where I am home when I'm not coaching, and my husband's already awake, I'll make coffee and I'll bring it to him. And I'm like, here, babe, here's your coffee. And we just sit and I usually do my devotional. He's usually doing the Wordle at the time. And I just love that connection piece with him. But with this client, she found herself sinking into the couch, scrolling her phone and going on and on and on. And over time, she was like, well, now I don't have time to work out. I got to start getting busy doing stuff for work, right? Have you ever done that where you are just sitting there and it becomes a habit, right? You start scrolling your phone. Like she says, she just starts sinking into the couch. But she loves that connection time with her husband of making the coffee. So I said, okay, let's get a little creative. So her cue is time to make the coffee. Her new routine is give your husband his coffee and tell him, I'm going to work out, babe. He was a great accountability partner for her where he was like, okay, I'm cheering you on. Like, y'all, even her boys were really excited about her and sharing, like, her habit coaching experience. I love that so much. And the reward was connection and external accountability, right? This coffee can even work as, like, a great pre-workout. I also suggested, you know, she's already chugged that water, maybe take a small bite of Greek yogurt or a hard-boiled egg, just a little protein before her coffee. Have a little coffee time with her husband, but have him be her external accountability where he's like, all right, babe, go work out. I'm so proud of you. And that was a game changer for her. That was a game changer. Each time we got on our calls together, I just got more and more excited for her because I could tell how excited she was and how great she felt. This isn't complicated, right? These are super tense, super teeny tiny habits. She just needed someone to really outline these for her and have that accountability. She was emailing me and texting me her victories, and we expanded into other habits from there throughout our coaching sessions together and what to do when life will ultimately get in the way, or even thinking about summertime, right? This client will be coming back and working with me over the summer because different schedule change, we might need a little bit more momentum. And we find that, I personally find that over time, I have clients that come and go, just based on seasons of that life, of your life, and needing that accountability. Now, I love sharing these customized habit loops with you and sneak peeks to help inspire you that habit hacking doesn't have to be complicated, that these small little atomic habits over time will build so much momentum for you. And I so appreciate this client so much. She left the nicest review. And she said, first and foremost, Emily is such a joy to work with. She's personable, down to earth, and very relatable as a mom, wife, 40-something. She loved the accountability. Knowing that she had a one-on-one with me really motivated her. She also mentioned, I'm very encouraging, and I gave her some realistic goals with her morning routine, fitness routine, and habits that will help support all those goals. Now, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot toot, this lights me up more than anything to work with you one-on-one and give you a little bit more customization. So go to the link in the show notes if you want to sign up for a spot to do some one-on-one coaching. We can do a couple of different options based on what your needs and availability and capacity is at this time. This is not going to take up more of your time, friend. This is going to give you more time, give you confidence, and give you momentum. I hope this inspires you today to create your own habit loops, to keep it small, and just watch what happens from the inside out. I'm sending you a big hug, and I am rooting for you. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well, to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.